Cars to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we hear about the current focus of Joining the Dots, a British embassy-led programme launched in Cork 5 years ago. The theme at the moment centres around the retrofitting of houses and businesses. Joining the Dots promotes economic links and opportunities between regions of the UK and Ireland, bringing together strands of the UK's Levelling Up agenda and Ireland's National Development Plan. The initial report was launched in Cork in 2018 and it identified untapped opportunities to connect business, researchers and academia to promote UK-Irish economic growth. Since its launch, the programme has built cooperation between the regions by hosting a number of events. This includes an event in Cork last month focusing on building retrofitting. British Ambassador to Ireland Paul Johnston has been speaking to us in Cork as part of a visit to mark 5 years of Joining the Dots.
Joining the Dots is something that we conceived about 5 years ago. It was my predecessor and the Cork Chamber of Commerce, and indeed Simon Coveney, who was Taoiseach at the time. And it was a difficult period in the British-Irish relationship. We were in the midst of the Brexit saga with no clarity about how it would emerge. And I think the view was that whatever was happening in the Brexit process, there was a lot of untapped potential in the British-Irish business relationship. And the Chamber did a survey that found that the overwhelming majority of respondents thought so. And so we conceived of this idea, which I think was a bit ahead of its time, that we should focus the evolution of the relationship on the relation between the regions and between the big cities outside the capitals. Not to exclude the capitals, but just to say that the relationship is a lot more than just London, Dublin, or the southeast of England and the Dublin region. And so symbolically, but also practically, we launched it in Cork. But since we've taken it around Ireland and around much of the UK, but we thought it was right to sort of circle back to Cork for the fifth anniversary, partly to look at a really important current theme, which is retrofitting of houses and of businesses for climate change purposes, but also to celebrate the fact that we're appointing a new honorary consul here in Cork, and that's really a sort of signal of how we want to take this relationship on to new heights in the next 5 years and beyond. Looking at some of the big opportunities, whether that's in renewable energy, sustainable construction, food and drink, hospitality. And I had a great session this morning with the Chamber of Commerce looking at various of the possibilities that we can take forward together. So it's both looking back at what we've achieved over the last 5 years here in Cork and around the country, and looking forward to see how we can evolve the relationship in the 5 years to come.
The initial report in 2018 was launched in partnership with Cork Chamber of Commerce. The findings of a survey that same year was part of the inspiration for Joining the Dots. Mr. Johnston says Cork brings a lot to the programme.
It was really exciting to be hearing about the big part that Cork and this region, the South Coast, will play in the expansion of Ireland's journey towards some really demanding net zero targets in terms of your capacity for generating renewable energy from offshore wind in particular. So I think there's big opportunities there that you can that Cork can bring, where British businesses can get involved. I think we can offer a lot of learnings, a lot of experience from our own, you know, more than a decade now of doing sort of offshore wind off the coast of the UK. But I think you can bring sort of markets and opportunities, but also great local businesses that could well be involved in growing their business in the UK. I think someone said that 70% of Irish SMEs, and therefore that will be SMEs in Cork as well, the first stage of their export journey is usually exporting to the UK for reasons you can understand. So I hope we can continue to be a really reliable partner and a big market for your goods and services. In the same way that we can be bringing excellent British companies into the supply chain. You've got obviously big urban regeneration and development here. You've got the whole sort of sea spatial energy area, the naval base. There's a lot that we can be doing together, I think.
Cork native Catherine Fitzpatrick's been appointed Honorary Consul for the southwest of Ireland. Ms. Fitzpatrick will play a key role in supporting the British Embassy's work to promote region-to-region engagement. If you want to find out more about Joining the Dots, check the show notes of this episode.
And we're stronger when together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.